Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 718, Power Rangers Samurai, episode 18, Boxed In.
It aired June 4th, 2011, June the 4th be with you, written by Seth Walter, directed by Jonathan Ruch. And I'm getting over, when's the last time we recorded? Was it two full weeks ago?
I feel like, did we record something last week, or was last week when I was... when I called in.
I called Tuesday and then you called Wednesday and I was like, perfect. I still don't feel good. So So I think it's been like
two full weeks then. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because allegedly you just said we're watching episode 18 and I can't remember anything about the last episode we watched. That'll be a fun time.
I think
for
this
everybody.
Episode is going to be about Antonio. He parks a car on the side of the road.
And someone parks up next to him.
They parallel park too close to him. He can't get out.
Yeah, and there's a fire hydrant on the other side, so he can't open his other door all the way. And yeah. He's like, and it's just 20 minutes of him on the phone trying to, like, get out.
He calls Jaden, and he's like, Jaden, babe, I'm locked. I'm boxed in.
I'm boxed in. I can't get out. So last week we didn't record because I got sick and then you got something. You got Septembered.
I got Septembered. Yeah. I just didn't feel good.
So the weekend before that, Ash came up for, because she has like a big girl job, so she has Labor Day off, like a real adult. So she came up on Friday and she was there until Monday. And she was like, Monday, she's like, I think I'm getting sick. And I was like, okay, well, like, that's okay. We'll figure it out. And then she's like, I think I'm getting really sick. Maybe I shouldn't come. And I was like, well, if you don't come, you'll be sad down there. You'll be sick and sad down there. Or you could come and just be sick up here. And so she did that. She's like, what if I get you sick? And I was like, well, it'll happen eventually. So anyway, so I got sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, what am I going to do? Not kiss
worth
her?
Worth it, right? That's a whole episode of How I Met Your Mother about
this. There's a whole episode of How I Met Your Mother about how that is worth it. And I'm here to tell you, best way I've ever gotten sick, because one time I got it in the mail. That wasn't fun at all. This time, at least it was, like, nice. So I got sick. The problem, then, is that we were dropping her off at the train station on Monday so she could go back. I felt a sneeze coming on, and I knew it was going to be a wet one. I knew it was going to be a yucky wet sneeze. I didn't want to spray the entire inside of my mom's car. So I turned to sneeze into the crook of my elbow, as one does.
Yeah.
And I sneezed in such a way that I threw my back out. So now my back hurts still. It's finally loosening up, but it was just like in terrible, terrible. It was like I lifted something entirely with the small of my back that's how it felt.
I've done that just like stretching. So
it sucks.
It's awful. But then I have to go to work and it's like, oh, here's a oversized order. You have to put 40 packs of water on this cart and then drag it all the way across the store. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks.
Sweet. Love that.
What a life I live.
So that's why on Tuesday I was like, I can't. I stayed in bed. I was like, I can't move really. So I didn't.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
Your text I think said I don't want to watch Samurai like this.
I didn't want to watch Samurai, and then when Wednesday you were like, I'm also not feeling good. I was like, that's fine because I'm coughing a lot now, and it's a pain in the ass to edit, so I don't want to have to do that anyway. So we didn't do that. And then this weekend, like Sunday, I went to a concert. I went to the My Chemical Romance show in Boston, which was amazing. The show was phenomenal. My little brother was supposed to go. He broke his wrist the week before, so he didn't end up going. He broke it doing armored knight combat.
Okay.
Like you dress up in full armor like a knight.
Like
Lancelot, and then you fight other dudes. Look, like that.
I don't want you to think to take my sigh as thinking that that's not rad as hell.
No, it's dope.
Is this part of like a LARPing thing, or is he just like, I want to get hit with swords in full armor?
It's like a combat league. Like it's okay. Like a full league.
So it is like a competitive.
Yeah.
Sword fighting, basically.
Yeah, or regular punching, but with armor on, which is what happened. And he just threw one punch and broke his wrist.
Well,
so,
I don't think you're supposed to punch the armor.
I mean,
I'm not.
Can.
Look, I'm not an expert. I'm not in the league, right? I'm not an armored fighter. But I feel like punching the armor, probably like a last resort kind of a thing.
I think so he was in a melee, which is just a big free for all. It's like a ye olde Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But instead of throwing you out, you'd knock them down, I think, is it? And he was like, I can do that way better just with, like, hands rather than trying to deal with a sword.
Yeah.
And they threw one punch and broke his wrist. And I think it's because the glove was heavier than he was expecting, so his wrist wasn't straight on. And so he just, and then also he punched armor. So yeah. Anyway, he broke it. So he didn't end up going.
How? Your brother is such an enigma to me. Like, how does he find this stuff?
Oh, he found it through other Josh.
Oh, that kind of makes sense, actually.
So, right, exactly. So, because he's been doing it for a while. And Scoot is like, I want to get into it. So he's done one fight before, and this is like his second fight, and it will probably be his last for a while. I'm not saying it'll be his last ever. Yeah, but he has to wait until his wrist is healed.
The wrist has to heal, and that takes some time.
Yeah, he might have to get surgery to get a, because he has an old injury there from falling down, probably. So they're like, we're gonna put a plate in, and he's like, so he's checking that out today to see if he's got to get a plate or not. But anyway, so he didn't go. So that means that instead of me and him driving down to Alewife, I took the train in. And then I met Ash there because she was also going. And then instead of her sitting wherever she was, she sat next to me. She would have been able to sit next to me either way because the people on the other side didn't show up. So there was extra space, which would have been fine. But so there, we did the concert. The last train back was late and there was one other that was earlier. And I was like, we'll try for that one. But they were still, like, the show was still on. So she's like, I'll just take an Uber. And we're like, okay, that's fine. So we leave and it's at Fenway Park. And if you can imagine every single person at Fenway Park all leaving at one time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened. So it was a zoo. And she couldn't get an Uber to, like, agree to take her about an hour outside of Boston. So she's like, I don't know what to, like, I was like, well, just come to North Station with me because that's where I have to get on my train. And then maybe it'll be easier to get one there because we're at Fenway. Like, everybody got out of the concert right now. So, like, everyone is calling Uber, right? So we get on the train. We get on the green line. If you're not familiar with the MBTA system, there's a green line, a red line, the commuter rails. There's an orange line, but it only really goes to the zoo, I think. And then there's like several. I think those are all the major ones. So, but I picked her up at South Station. We took the red line to the green line to Fenway. And then on the way back, we're just going to take the green line all the way to North Station because that's where it goes. And then she's going to. Anyway, the car parked in a tunnel at some point. The train just stopped. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to make my last train. And she's like, oh, uh-oh. So no one's saying anything. No one knows why. It's a can of sardines in there. We're all like, okay, great, cool. Then we eventually get going again, but it's like 11:40 something, which is after my train had left. So yeah. I'm like, well, I'm not making that one. I'll just wait till 5 in the morning, I guess. And she's like, no, you like come down. Like, you can come back with me. And then, like, and I looked up trains. I'm like, all right, I can leave at like 6:30 in the morning. So it'll work. That also didn't happen. We get off at Park Street because that's where the red line was. And I texted Leighton, who was going to pick me up from Fitchburg, which is a half an hour ish from where I live, from where we both live, because he lives down the road from me. And I was like, I'm not going to make the train. Like, I missed the last train, so I'm not going to make it. And he's like, I can just come to Boston. And I was like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, I'll get to Alewife anyway. So that way you're not coming into Boston. He's like, yeah, sounds good. So we drove like an hour and a half to Alewife at 11:50. So while we're doing that, we're trying to get Asher ride home, like an Uber home, and no one's picking up. And then we, like, no one will take a longer trip. And the reason for that is probably because the trains were down. Because as we found out very shortly after this, there was a fire on the tracks and they shut all the trains down.
Oh.
Which is why I missed my train. And because I was like, well, just come to Alewife with me. And maybe because that's out. Because Alewife's like outside the city. Yeah. So I was like, oh, maybe it'll be easier to get one from there. We couldn't even get to Alewife. So we ended up getting an Uber to Alewife. It is about 1 in the morning now. For reference, she goes to bed around 9:30 p.m. So she's very tired. She's stressed out. The only reason I'm not is because I had reached the threshold of like enough things went wrong. It's like, what can I do?
Yeah, at this point, everything's out of your hands.
As soon as that happens, my brain's like, don't worry about it. Like, we're not gonna, you know, create the cortisol to stress you out for this one. It doesn't matter. So we finally get to, it's like, again, it's almost 1 in the morning. We're at Alewife Station, finally. She's trying to get a ride from there. Someone picks up, and they're like 0.5 miles away, and it shows you on the Uber app where the car is. Mm-hmm. And they're just parked in like a residential parking lot. And they don't move. And it's like 5 minutes goes by and she's like, they're not, I don't know what's happening. I was like, just cancel it and try again. So another one picks up. But then Leighton pulls up and I was like, let me just ask Leighton. Hey, Leighton, do you want to drive an hour the opposite way so we can drop her off and then drive 2 hours back? He's like, yeah, sure. So we did that. So I got back at 4:30 in the morning. on Monday after a concert that was great, but boy howdy did Boston really not want us to get out.
Yeah, Boston is rough to get in or out of.
It is.
Like, the trains and the T, they make things easier, but it's still not good.
All it takes is one fire.
Just one thing, and the whole system shuts down.
The whole thing. And, the worst part was that we get, I'm come to ALF with me, and then you wait there for that, and I'll wait for, and, like, you know, if Layton gets there first, we'll just wait or whatever. She's like, okay, so we go into the train, and we go downstairs, because you go down to the red line, and the platform says no service. And I was like, uh-oh, but it says no service to Braintree. And I was like, oh, that's the opposite way. We'll just call on the other side. And we'll be fine. We go on the side, it also says no service to Alewife. And then I'm like, what the hell? What's going on? That's when we find out that there was a fire and then everything was shut down. And they're like, we're going to be busing you. So go outside and a bus will pull up and it'll bring you to the Harvard one. And then you can get on there and go to Alewife. And we're like, okay, I guess. Except we go out there and some absolute dip is screaming about how, like, the MBTA paid off Michelle Wu and this is both of their faults. I'm like, first of all, everyone here hates you. Like, every single person here hates you. And I almost got into a shouting match. Ash wanted to, like, hit him, and I was like, we don't need to do that. And then I was like, well, it wouldn't feel bad at this point, but
I do think this man needs to be hit.
He absolutely needed it. But also, like, I don't know what his actual point was, because it's like, they don't want to just shut down, because then they can't make the money from you. Like, that's not... like, that's nothing, what you're saying right now. So that just compounded everything, and it was pretty miserable for a little while. But anyway, thanks to the magic of friendship, we dropped her off at 2 in the morning, turned around, and came all the way back up, because it's about a 2-hour drive. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the show, and I'm glad you all got home safely. And Layton is like a superhero. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, so he routinely does, like, long trips, like, because his fiance lives, he lived in Philadelphia until recently, till he got his doctorate. His fiance still lives there, so he just drives to Philadelphia often. His brother lives in Atlanta, he'll just drive down to Atlanta sometimes, so that's like crazy. He's really good at long car rides, so he's like, yeah, it's fine. And I was like, all right, here's some money, I'll top off your gas next time I see you, because he got gas before he left. But anyway, so that was my weekend. This is all to say, I don't know if this is going to be a good episode of the Morphin Ring.
I had to work this weekend, and I didn't like it, so I guess we'll see.
Also, I have late breaking news from Michael from Ranger Danger. I saw this tweet a minute ago. Do you guys ever think about how the official Power Rangers YouTube channel used to be a fan channel, so its uploads are a completely incomprehensible jumble of every episode ever and clips and montages that still have TV channel bugs on them? And I said, is that why it's like that? He said, yeah, if I remember right, Saban bought it off a guy and made it the official channel because it had a much bigger than the real official channel. It had a much bigger, it was bigger than that. So mystery solved as that to why sometimes.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense.
There is also, and I have no reason to believe that Michael is fabricating these numbers, but this is a follow-up tweet from him. There's a Dino Charge Best Moments playlist with 748 videos in it. That's 17 moments per episode. That's every moment. So that makes sense as to why one time we were trying to find Power Rangers Turbo, me and Ash, and instead of finding the show, which also is labeled Power Rangers Turbo playlist, it just said Power Rangers Turbo, and there were 4 videos in it that were like best of clips.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild. That makes sense as to why it is probably the worst put together official YouTube channel I've ever seen in my whole
life. It's crazy that they didn't even like private that stuff.
Right?
Like, you bought it for the numbers. I understand that.
Get rid of the chaff so people can actually use it. That's wild. Anyway, do you want to go use that YouTube channel to watch Power Rangers Samurai?
I'm very excited to now.
All right, let's go watch it.
Let's Samurai, guys.
Jake.
Josh.
And we're back. And we just watched Boxed In.
It's not about parking.
Boxed In! You don't have to turn on the red light.
Oh, Sting.
Oh, Sting. when we did the break and I switched over to the YouTube, to the Power Rangers, the YouTube official, to look at Power Rangers Samurai, it said that I watched the last episode. There was a little red line under the video.
That's how I knew which one to watch this time.
That's how I could tell which one this one was, besides from us saying it. But I wasn't sure that I did, because it's been two full weeks. So I had to look at my notes to figure out what happened last time. Because I literally, I was like, I couldn't tell you a single thing about it at all. Now I know a little bit. I didn't look at all my notes. I wasn't going to, I already looked at my notes for that episode. Right. Did a whole episode about looking at my notes for that episode. Don't need to do it again. So, uh-oh. Oh, hold on. We just got a tweet that says, look what you did.
Oh, no. Is it Pogs?
Nope, Josh, this is also for, okay, so Dave tagged us in this.
Okay.
I just said, Morphin Good, look what you did. And I think it is probably our fault. This is also a tweet from Ranger Danger. This is the previous. I'll read the previous one to set this one up so you don't get the sticker shock that I got.
Okay.
I was going to tweet a list of the 10 most and least watched episodes of Power Rangers on YouTube, but it might now become an episode of the podcast because this list is wild. Josh, Sing Song is the 14th most watched episode of Power Rangers on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
It has been watched 8 times more than White Light.
Sing Song?
Sing Song.
Okay, here's... I have a theory.
Uh-huh.
And I've been re-listening to old episodes of Goosebuds from, like, okay. 2016.
Sure.
And in one of them that I recently listened to, like, this is like the first run of like 20 episodes or whatever.
Right.
They were talking about the Spider-Man and Elsa videos. Do you remember those?
I remember Spider-Man and Elsa, but yes.
Yeah. How they had like millions and millions and millions of views because kids watch them and we'll just like let them, they'll just keep watching them over and over and over and over again. And I think maybe that's what's happening is like, because Sing Song is maybe the most baby friendly episode.
That is the most baby episode. Yeah.
So if you just put that in front of a 4-year old and they just keep scrubbing back and like watching the song over and over and over again.
Maybe.
That's crazy. Is that the only one that they showed in the tweet?
That's the only one that he talks about.
I'm curious how the rest of it shakes down.
Maybe I should message Michael and be like, hey, this is finally the crossover episode we need to do. Let us on. Let us talk.
Also, sorry about Sing Song. We didn't mean to do that.
I didn't know.
We tried to tell people not to watch it.
We had to warn you, but we've also watched it at least 4 times each, I think. So, like,
yeah,
that's not good either.
No,
that's pushing it, and that's making people think that's making the algorithm think that people want the Sing Song. So it's just like, yeah, Dumping Sing Song into random people's feeds, and they're like, I used to like Power Rangers, let me check this out, and they click on it and it's too late, it already gets the view, and then they watch a little bit of Sing Song and go, maybe Power Rangers has always been terrible, and maybe you're right.
Yeah, maybe it has, actually. I don't know. Who
impossible
tell?
To tell at this point in my life. Hey, jakeandjosh.com, that's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes such as the Sing Song episode that's on there. Is Sammy alright?
He's okay, just he brought me his kicker toy.
Oh, nice.
He's like, I heard you talk about Sing Song. I thought you might want this.
Do you need some? Do you need some help? Something to take the edge off. Also, our archive feed has been updated. Sizzle updated the archive feed up through 7/11, so it's got maybe the best episode.
All the best episodes are there.
All
now.
The best. It's all downhill from 7/11. That's not true. Who knows? I thought it was over years ago. I thought the best was behind us years ago. Yeah. But that is on there. I have the link. I can read it, and then you at home can just type in the words that I say if you want it. Boo 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 boo. All right, I'm just gonna read it. It's https://forward/.
Very important distinction.
If you use the other ones, it brings you to the dark web, and then it steals your credit card right, and your dad.
It's the dark web because it's opposite.
Because it's backwards. So, https://sysl.ca/git/?MG Archive. And that'll get you all 711 episodes.
It's all there, baby. You don't have to worry about me updating the archive site anymore. Because Sissel is on top of it more than I am.
Way more than we are. Our website, we will still update.
I'm still going to because
as it goes,
but I like having it there. Yeah. You never know when RSS feeds are gonna break or go away. You never know when the internet might take that far away.
Might just stop it. I think RSS feeds, they've tried to. I think the reason that they got rid of all the easy RSS readers is because they couldn't figure out a way to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Like they can't get rid of RSS feeds themselves. So they're like, I guess we'll just make it hard to find them since we can't monetize this somehow. You can email us, littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid a little. We're kind of there. We're on Blue Sky, morphinggrid.bisky.social. We're also on your phone right now.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're in here.
Hey, it's us.
I'm in a phone. How did I get into this phone?
Hit eject on your phone. Your phone doesn't have a button on it.
Well, it does. It's just to like turn the screen on and off.
I have a button on my phone that lets me turn it on, and I can't change. Phone is so old, I cannot ever change it.
I can't speak for Androids, but I know my iPhone has 3 buttons and a switch on it.
Ah.
So, 2 volume buttons, a lock button, and the silent switch.
I think a lot of Androids have those too, but I need a button on the face that lets it know I want to do it without it having to like look me in the eyes to turn on. You're a robot. You don't get to do that. Like, you don't get my biometric data.
It's got mine. So watch out for any Joshtrons out there.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. But here's the thing, though. I'm not going to get got by a Joshtron because if like a Joshtron is like doing something, I'm like, come on.
Yeah. If you see him arguing with somebody, that's not him.
Who are you trying to fool?
He did not immediately run to the back room when there was a confrontation that didn't even concern him.
Just remove himself from the situation. That's a robot. I think that's every. Oh no. We're on your phone. Whatever. I didn't say. Look, you got it. You know, I'll have jokes next time. I'm sick. So, we're also on Patreon. Patreon.com/AJ and Josh for as little as $1 a month. You can support the show. We really appreciate it. You get early episodes and bonus episodes. And I forget what the number we said. I'll remember it when I edit it. But if we get to whatever number I said last time, we will do the deep day dive of the dumpster day.
I believe it was 750.
Set 750. We'll do that. Whatever.
I think
old
it was
is,
that same
number
to do Brilliant Diamond, Simon Pearl. Simon Pearl?
Yeah. Simon
Brilliant
Pearl.
Diamond and Shining Pearl for Pokemon next year. So
the
there is
Brilliant
there
Diamond
is...
Simon Pearl is a great pro wrestler.
There is part of me rooting against it because I do not want to ever play those games.
I thought that number was higher.
Maybe it was, but we went down again this month. Just a little bit, but it still went down again. So
if you want the day of the deep dive, day of the dumpster dive.
Yeah. And you want me to be miserable for all of 2026.
Yeah. Then.
Then I guess you can do that to me.
Patreon.com/AJ.
The only way you can do that to me is with cold hard cash, baby.
Yeah. That's the only way we'll do that. And that's it. That's all that stuff. Do you want to jump in?
Yeah.
We start off with everybody recouping in bed. We start on Emily going like, and I'm like, what happened last time? Did I watch the episode? So I looked at my notes and everyone got attacked by
a monster.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
Yeah. It happens every time.
Yeah. But this time they got real good because we go from her being like, to Mike being like restless in bed, and then we also kind of get to see the forms of Kevin and Mia, and Kevin's gonna do something very funny unintentionally shortly. And then Antonio pokes in and he's like, they're all pretty banged up after, and they said the monster's name, and I had to check my notes and I was like, what the hell did I call him? It was Reggie Washington.
What was like Arachnobe or something?
Something like that. He's a spidered man of some kind.
Yeah, but his midsection is like a bowl or something.
Yeah,
I don't know,
for soup.
No, not a bowl. A bowl, like a male
a
cow.
Bowl, oh, a bowl. You can put soup on a bowl.
Look, if that's how you like your soup, I'm not going to judge.
There's a Pokemon that is a bowl that comes with its own soup bowl on its noggin.
That's true.
That's a pretty good guy. That's one of the best ones they did.
It's one of the good ones.
One of the good ones they did that generation. But yeah, so apparently Reggie Washington beat the piss out of everybody. I didn't recall that. Mentor says, he does like a little recap saying that the Sanzu River is seeping into our world. And I spelt seeping S-E-E-P-I-N-G and it looks wrong, but so did S-E-A-P.
Well, seep, that's what you do when you're after a really long day. You lay down in the bed and then you go to seep.
You get seeping. Maybe it's because I got a little bit of a balloon head left. I cannot tell if this is spelt right, and autocorrect has been very unhelpful.
I think that's right. I think two E's is right.
All right. So it's seeping into our world. And then he's like, Antonio, you have to fill the black box with the other ranger symbol power. What?
Even when he's doing it, I don't understand what's happening.
It is straight up gobbledygook.
It's nothing. It's
watching someone text bad.
I'm not texting hard enough, Mentor.
Like it is like, I don't like in movies where there's like the ticking clock is like, I gotta type something good to hack or whatever.
Yeah.
Cause that's never like engaging. Like it's very rarely like, I'm like, oh, I can feel that you have to type good.
At least have a couple other guys fighting in the background.
But when they chew in this episode, he literally just has his phone. He's pointing it like he's trying to get the Game Boys to link up so they can trade with
he's
the
trying
IR.
To line up the infrared.
Yeah. And it's like, what are we doing, man? Why are you trying to send your Goldeen to this box? Also, inside the box is like a vape. I don't know what.
it looks like a vape. Apparently, I don't know. I guess it's carved out of a piece of wood or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's the black box, but like it's one of those things you wear to a water park that's waterproof. You put your money in it and you wear it around
your
neck.
Yeah.
It's like one of those.
Yeah. And so I don't know. Is that the box or is the black box the box? Because they treat it as both.
I don't know. This thing sucks. It's Zaccato.
Yeah. It's just Zaccato. But they have to fill their symbol power in it. So now symbol power is like a quantifiable juice that got in their body.
A lot of questions about this also when we get to part later.
Okay, so Antonio's like, we don't have to worry about that because once we get Jayden back, it'll be easy. And the mentor's like, focus on the task at hand, not your boyfriend. You gotta get this box right. And he's like, what? How am I gonna do that? And then he's like, your lack of formal symbol power training will make it a challenge, but you can hack the box.
Hack the box, you hack the whole world.
Hack the whole world. Hack the box with your cell phone that you found, I will remind you, on a riverbank.
It's old Nokia. It's like 1998 Nokia.
It is an old phone.
It's a flip phone, so it's definitely post-2000, but it's not right. A new phone.
But like, I had a phone like this in 2009.
This
right?
is 2011,
so it's around...
right? This is... We got iPhones now.
iPhones are out by now. I feel like iPhones have been out since like 2007 though, or something dumb like that. But they're like prevalent now, and they're about to be the only kind of phone.
Yeah, first iPhone was June 29th, 2007.
There we go. I don't know why I remember stuff like that so well. So he's like, "You have to do it," and then we hear, "You're our only hope, Antoni Wan Kenobi," and it cuts over to Kevin, who hears this.
Yeah, because the walls are like shelves. They're not even
paper.
Solid.
Yeah. it's like paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kevin hears this and he gets out of bed and he's all hurt. And I'm like, same, brother. That's how I had to get out of bed all last week.
After I watched this, I went out to the kitchen to fill my cup.
Uh-huh.
And I was like shuffling like Ozzy Osbourne into the kitchen. And I was like, all I did was sit down for 20 minutes. At my computer.
Rough. It's rough. So my back, the way, like, the first, like, 4 days of it was like, if I'm laying down and not moving at all, it's fine. And I take ibuprofen, and I would take acetaminophen later to make the ibuprofen work a little bit better, and then it would be okay. But like, if I was sitting down doing something, I would step out of my chair, and it was like I weighed 1,000 pounds, but only above my knees. So like, that's like, oh God.
Yeah. A lot of mine is like, after I've been sitting for a while, my ankles, like my Achilles does not want to move at all. It doesn't want to bend or stretch. So it's just like, no.
It's never been so apparent that this podcast is run by old guys now.
We are just a couple old guys.
Old guys.
I know we bring a youthful energy.
Yeah. And an innocence.
To the show and to your lives.
A gentle innocence.
We are, in fact, old.
We're just old guys. At least we're not 40 yet. You're staring down the barrel of that gun, but...
After I turn 39, I basically just say I'm 40 now. Like, it's not going to be that different.
I'm 36, so I am past the age that they care about your opinions, because the demographic is 18 to 35. So I've aged out of that now. So I'm free.
Someone should tell politicians about that. No one cares about what you think after 36.
I think we should just tell politicians that, like, just step right through this doorway and you'll get money. And then that's actually a pit.
Yeah.
And we drop them into a big pit. And that's it. That's the whole plan. Put the politicians into pit. Put them into pit.
Yeah, and then, what's the and worst then that tell them, and then tell them we'll come back and let the survivor out, but we just don't come back. We let them fight to the death, and then we leave the winner in there anyway.
Yeah, he's like, I won, and we're like, we don't care.
Who are you?
Now you have to stay down there with a bunch of stinky bodies.
We forgot about you because you're over 35. Get out of here.
You're over 35. No one cares. Stay in the pit. And anytime a politician gets bad, we're like, you want to know what happened to all the other ones? You want to go find them in the pit? I don't think so. Or we can just start guillotining just like a couple people.
All jokes. This all jokes.
It's jokes.
It's all jokes.
It's jokes, but it's a workable solution.
Podcasts are not admissible in court.
No, we all know that. You can't put podcasts in court, or else Joe Bogan would be on death row.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were we? It was Kevin standing up, and he's injured. And he hears him say, like, you're our only hope. Only if there's another Nihilus attack, you're the only one who can fight, because everybody else is too hurt. So it's only you, Antonio. And Kevin stands up. He's like, ugh, we're samurai. It's our sworn duty to protect the world. To nobody, by the way. Like, just everyone else is like, like, Mike is awake, I think.
Mia sees him in a minute.
Mia says something right now. Mia goes, Kevin? And I want you all to just remember, Kevin is standing up, and Mia goes, Kevin? And then just, like, take that, crystallize it in your brain, put it to the side for now. Put a pin in it if you need to. We cut to Decker. He is walking in a river with Jaden. Just a regular river, just a normal, regular, non-San Zoo style river.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not an Nihilus river. It's just a regular earth river, but it is also a magic river.
I don't know if it's a magic river or if it's just because it's not Nihilus. The, like, regular water is bad to them.
Well, it is. He does say, like, the pure water.
So it might be, might be a primo alien Rangers rehydration spot.
Way better than the car wash. What if you just ran Jaden through a car wash?
Well, have you tried just running through a car wash? That would wake you up, probably, at the very least. So then he just dumps him in the river.
He's walking with him over his shoulder, and you can see Jaden start to, like, kind of slide.
He's like
the guy in the Decker costume is like, just has no hold of him. He's starting to slide down the shoulder. And so he just dumps him into the water.
And then Jaden's like, oh, what? And then he turns back into Cole, and he's like, stay in the river. Get under the water. It'll purge the poison. And he's like, what? Why are you doing this? He's like, because I want you in tip-top condition for when we fight.
He's like, saving you is something that I'm sick of.
I'm sick of doing it.
It's a habit I'm going to break soon when we duel, you and my sword, Uramasa.
Uramasa. And then we cut to the theme song. And when we come back, we're on the boat, and Octaroo's trying to weasel out of trouble. Because remember how he tried to, like, help usurp last time?
Yeah, this is weird, though, because I do remember Xandru being like, Octaroo would never try to overthrow me.
Nah, he
That's
was just
ridiculous.
Showing initiative.
Yeah, and then in this episode, he's like, I can't believe you would appear to be trying to overthrow me.
And then Octaroo's like, you think that I was trying to do it, but I think what you think I think is that I was trying to do something else or whatever.
Yeah,
and
he's like I was just trying to take the opportunity to destroy the Red Ranger or something.
It's fine. And he weasels his way out of trouble. He's fine. And then Xander's like, Dayu, go kill Decker. Why her? know that was sort of one of her. I know why her, yes, yeah. But I don't know, like that scene. And also, it seems like she knows, so like that's double mean.
Well, she remembers everything.
Does she know? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I remember the story from when Mia was rubbing her hand on the tap, she was like, I feel like I know these two people.
Right.
I feel like I remember the story was he made the deal with the Nylock. It turned them both into Nylocks. But because he made the deal, he also got like extra cursed.
He has no
memories. So he has no memories and is forced to crave battle forever.
Right. Through his sword Urumasa.
And Dayu is just like sassy on a boat, I guess.
Just like a sassy boat.
Yeah.
Guitar player. Yeah. She's basically just Jimmy Buffett, really, if you think about it.
If you really think about it.
If you really think about it.
Basically just Jimmy Buffett.
Dayu is Jimmy Buffett. She is like, oh, whatever, and like goes off to kill him. And then Octor's like, oh, you're so.
Well, yeah. First, Octor was like, wait, Decker's so strong, he's going to cut her into little Dayu bits. And she's just like, yeah, I'll go, actually. Now that you've said
whatever.
That, I would love for Decker to cut me into bits.
Yeah, that'd be way better than being here, I guess. And then he's like, your cruelty knows no bounds, Andrew.
Because Xandru is the Nylock that Decker made the deal with, right?
100%
like,
has to be. Unless they're going
to
freak us on the okie-dokie and there's going to be another big bad later.
Or it was Octaru.
Wouldn't put it past that little weasel. I don't like him. Then we cut to Bill and Spike time.
They're back after, I think, the last two episodes they were completely absent from.
Oh, what a nice
they're
time
here
it was.
Just in time for Spike to get smacked in the face with a speed bag.
He's punching a speed bag, and then and Bulk's like, we have to get out there and tackle real problems, help real people. And as he's then Spike gets hit with the speed bag, and he's saying this like, we got to like beat. We're doing too much training, not enough doing. And there's just like he's in the front, the foreground, and Spike is running back and forth with various like pogo sticks and toy horses and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's sped up because I think they put Bulk in front of like a green screen.
I think so.
Of the footage of Spike in the background, and it's sped up, and he's running around like a cartoon in a whirlwind, just grabbing as much supplies
things
as he can.
And then he gets his backpack too big and falls over. Womp womp. He's like, "Hey, with the first person we help, beat me up, Uncle Bulky." Okay.
The Bulk just like bonsai drops him.
No, that'd be great.
It just leaves him there.
Look, Bam Bam Bigelow could moonsault. Vader could moonsault.
Yeah, Vader could actually moonsault.
Keith
Bam Bam Bigelow
moonsault.
Could moonsault, but it was a little lopsided. It was like a little more of like
it was
a sidewinder.
Little twisty,
yeah.
I would love to see Bulk do a moonsault.
Look, he threw that like perfect sidekick in the first episode, right? Like
that is that sidekick is so good. It's insane.
I bet he could moonsault.
Probably. So we cut away from there to Antonio just texting a box, staring at the box and being like,
he's like he's texting gold symbols at it.
Yeah, it's like light.
It's the ultimate hack job.
Yeah,
he's hacking the crap out of this
wooden
piece
box
of wood
with a vape in it. He's hacking a vape.
He's hacking a vape. He's taking the governor out of the vape.
Why does your vape need to have Wi-Fi?
Well, so you can update it.
So you can get all the new, the cool patches. Yeah. You can ROM hack your vape so it can do
the
cool
original
tricks.
The original Red Ranger made this vape, but it's full of bugs.
It's a buggy vape.
It needs a couple firmware updates.
Yeah. The only way to do that is by texting it on your 2009 river phone that you found in a river.
I don't know. He's just shooting gold symbols at it.
Yeah.
And it's making him tired.
And it's like the box has cell service, I guess. So like, sure, why not? Who cares? Like, I guess. So then he's like, all right, I hacked it. I'm in. But now I need to format it. The thrust of this episode is that Antonio has to partition a box to have Windows and so it can run Windows,
yeah,
too.
So, yeah, he's got to format it. He's got to partition it into five separate drives, one for each Ranger symbol power.
Right.
So that they don't flow into each other.
Right. So they get into each other because then they'll just turn like kind of a brown eventually.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Man, I don't know. I don't get this. I don't know what it is.
No, because then he's like, all right, I just got to reformat
it,
and then we
remember
can...
the point of the black box. What if so if the if the I main could. Thing if the big Zuccotto, I don't remember what the more powerful
Rinzin is the
if
more powerful
the Rinzin
one.
Is that Jaden needs to do the symbol power to seal Xandru forever.
Uh-huh.
That's Rinzin.
Yeah.
This is Zuccotto. It means nothing.
Right. It will just be replay. I believe, and again, it's been 2 weeks since we watched the episode, so I'm a little fuzzy, but I believe the box is powerful.
I can't remember what it's supposed to do.
I don't think they said. I don't think they actually said. I think he pulled out the box and he was like, "We got to use the box." Jay's like, "We can't use the box. It doesn't work."
It's gonna
and
just
like, well,
give him. It's just gonna give him a new Zord.
It's gonna give him a Zord or a coat.
It's gonna be their carrier Zord. It's gonna give him an Ultra Zord upgrade. Or yeah. This, they're gonna open the box and that's gonna give them the Super Samurai power.
That's what gives them the Super Samurai coats that they have.
Yeah,
where they get the long.
But
white.
First, they have to mystery gift their. With simple power into it.
Yeah. It's like they're texting when it's because his phone is like a Motorola Razr circa 2007 is what it looks like, kind of.
I guess chunkier than that.
It's a little chunkier. It's not as flow. It's got, you know, a simple yeah. power inside of it. So, but when he's like texting it, it looks like he's just on one of those, like, not quite an app, but like, here's where you get ringback tones.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like that kind of thing. And it's like, what are we doing? And he's just pointing it at it like, go,
and he's like,
get
he's
in the
hitting
box
buttons, you know, he's T9ing it, he's like really yeah, smashing the sixes, he's like, come on. I don't know. And he falls down and Mentor's
he's
like,
oh.
Wow, using simple power is really draining.
Yeah. And then, oh sorry, this is when Mentor says that there's another attack. So before he's like, you got to focus on the task at hand. And that's when Kevin stood up. And then now he's like, if there's another attack, you're the only one that can morph. And then we show back and we go back into the other room and Kevin gets up again. And then Mia's like, Kevin, what are you doing again? Like, was he like, we had to protect the innocent? And he was like, oh, not right now. Though.
He fell.
Right
he
now.
Well, he dropped down to his knees and he was like, I'm a little lightheaded and I just need to lay down.
Give me like 7 more minutes, maybe. So he's up this time.
Yeah.
And Mia's like, Kevin, what are you doing? He's like, I gotta protect the innocent. And she's like, I know what Jaden would say. He would say we have to protect the innocent, and we have to do that now. So,
but we have to do it together. We have to help each other.
Let's help each other so we can help Jaden, and that essentially amounts to right now is help each other stand up.
Yeah. So she gets up and she like holds Kevin up.
Yeah.
And Mike is also here, and Emily is like looking at them.
She's just now waking up. She will have an outfit later that I thought was going to be really, really cute. And it's I would say it's about a half cute outfit, a half Ashley Tisdale at any given MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah.
Which is to say, I guess it could be worse. So they get up and then we cut back to Jaden. Speaking of helping Jaden, we cut back to him. They're in a cave, him and Decker in a cave. And he's like, you were healed by the lake, but you'll still be weak for a while.
Yeah.
And Jaden's like, why are you doing this? And he's like, for the duel, duh. I keep saying it.
Yeah. And then we hear the whole, like, I used to be human, and now I just live with the constant craving for battle thanks to the Nylock inside of me.
Yeah.
Or whatever. He's like, I can't fight it. I can't. He says specifically, like, the Nylock inside of me leaves me no choice.
Yeah. And Jaden's like, you have a choice. You don't have to do it. And he's like, yeah, no, I got to. The stuff inside of me, the bugs in me need it. So.
And Jaden's like, well, I don't just fight for no reason.
Yeah, so sorry. And he's like, well, we're gonna.
I don't know why Decker's not like, fine, I'll just go terrorize downtown.
Yeah,
and
I'll
then
go
you'll
kill
come,
someone.
And then you'll
like,
show up and I'll fight you then.
Yeah.
I'll bring some Moogers to distract the other four, and it'll just be me and you.
And I'll be fine. Also, Shammy's there, and she's like, oh, no, Decker, if only you knew the truth. So, like, she knows fully.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to DeBoat, and they're turning Reggie. They're putting bugs in Reggie, make him more powerful, so he's going to be more powerful and under Xander's control.
Yeah.
And to do that, they're mutating him into Reginald.
Reginald Washington.
This is Reginald Washington. And he's, like, crabby. He's more crabby than
he loses all, like, and this is a weird way to phrase it, but like he loses all humanity and becomes
right.
Just,
he's like mindless.
He's just
yeah.
a monster after this.
Yeah. And then we cut back to DaBox and he's like, oh, DaBox is all formatted. I got DaBox set up so you can run Linux on DaBox if you want. You could do whatever. I don't know what you do with Linux. I'm not a giant dork.
I think you just use it like a computer. I don't.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
It's like Windows. You have to make it yourself.
Oh, okay. I don't do that. That's kind of not what I do.
And everyone that uses Linux hearing me say it's like Windows is about to jump down my throat.
Oh, they are absolutely screaming themselves hoarse right now. And we're going to hear about it on the Discord. And you know what the thing is, though? Whoever does it has to out themselves as a Linux person. So really, if you want to take that hit, that's on you, I guess. The others get up because he's like, we got to infuse it. We just got to infuse it with the other symbol power. And they're like, that sounds like it's our job. And now they're all standing up. And Emily is wearing what I thought was going to be a sundress.
I can see how you would think that.
Because it's a waist-up shot. I thought it was going to be a sundress with like a sleeveless hoodie over it. And I was like, that's a great look. Yeah. And then we pull out and it's a dress, but a shirt-sized dress.
Yeah, it's more of like a blouse.
It looks like a dress that got put in the wash for too long.
So she just has
and she's wearing
jeans. Yeah.
Just regular whole ass jeans under it. It doesn't look terrible, but like just the dress with the sleeveless, like athletic hoodie, that would whip.
Yeah.
That would be now we're talking Kimberly levels of fashion sense at that point.
Anyway, she returns the frisbee to Antonio.
Anyway, she's a good dog and she gives the frisbee back. Cause he's like, there's an alert and he's like, perfect. He says golden.
Yes, yeah.
You go protect the innocents. I'll find Jaden. And Metro's like, cut it out with the Jaden. Just focus on the box.
Jaden's already dead.
Jaden's dead.
You're fighting.
And he's like, I can't because they got to bring their power discs. And I can't, but I need them, so
yeah,
I can't.
And so they're like, just take them.
Emily was like, here.
Yeah.
I wrote down, and it's technically nothing. But I did miss an S in the word disc.
So she hands him a deke?
So it just says that Emily steps up and gives him her dick. I guess it would be deke.
Deke, yeah. Like the her animation. Deke.
The dubbing studio, yeah.
Yeah, dubbing studio, that's what it was.
Did they do dubbing? I feel like they
did. It wasn't just dubbing, because I know there was deke intros on my like Ninja Turtles VHSs.
And also, like I like definitely Inspector Gadget also did. But then they also did like Sailor Moon. So, I don't know. But she gives him her deke, and then they all do. And he's like, wow, all right, guys, I guess I'll stay here.
Yeah, he's like, how are you going to fight without your battle discs, or whatever they're called?
Without your deeks.
They're just like, well, you know.
I'm thinking,
because it's been 2 weeks since we watched the episode, I'm like, they can't morph. They're just running out there
in
their civvies.
I forgot that the morpher was a separate thing.
This is just to give them, like, powered up moves on their swords.
Yeah.
So they can't do their specials.
They just can't do their special attacks. Yeah, but they still got a sword. Like, hey, it'll be all right, probably. So he's like, all right, well, you get it, you crazy kids. Get out of here then. And they leave. He goes back to, I guess, putting him in a circle and trying to get him in. I literally just wrote, like, blah, blah, blah. He has to do this first. It doesn't matter what happens. Cut to downtown. Reginald's destroying everything. Oh, damn it. Here comes Reginald. He's mad. We see Bill and Spike walking around the chaos, but like in a separate part of the town.
It's weird.
It hasn't gotten here yet.
It's not here yet. It's just a busy street. So the chaos here is just normal city stuff.
Yeah. And then he's like, we got to help people. And there's an old lady with a cane and a suitcase. And he's like, ah, there you go, Spike. Go help her. And he's like, all right. And he does this like 1930s West Side Story kind of gangster walk where he's like with his arms, and he gets up to her, he's like, and then he starts talking to her as if she doesn't know English.
Well, because he walks up to her and he says, excuse me, and she gives no reaction, so she's like,
right,
deaf old lady,
so she's super deaf, and he's like,
so he just has to like mime the stuff,
right?
Yeah,
he's pantomiming, like, let me help you cross the street. She's like, oh, that would be great. And so he grabs her arm and they take like two steps, and then a big rumble happens and a bunch of monsters attack. And she's like, "You're going too slow," pushes him over, and then runs away.
Like a Speedy Gonzalez dust cloud
like
is behind her. She's sprinting.
She's the road runner, it turns out. And then Spike says the first thing that has ever gotten me to laugh with him and not at him. And that is, that's one fast granny.
that is one fast granny.
That was one fast granny. And then there's monsters and stuff, so they also skedaddle.
It's so weird how isolated the Bill and Spike stuff is.
Well, we know it's because it was supposed to be Big Jack and Skinny Mac.
Yeah, but it's just like...
But they have Bill for 4 days, so they had to shoot all of it at once.
It's just such a different show when they're here.
It is, and I know they do this in Ninja Steel too. Like, there's like two characters who are like the comic relief characters.
But it is like straight up cartoon physics with Bill and Spike.
Yeah. But I think this is just like a thing that Haim Saban loves.
Like, one of them is going to walk off a cliff and not fall because they didn't see the ground wasn't there right away. And then they'll hold up a sign that's like, oh no.
Uh oh. And then. One of them is going to run into a wall that's painted to look like a tunnel.
Yeah, and then the granny's going to run through the tunnel, and then Spike is going to smack into the wall.
Yeah, and then they'll be like, I'm into that wall. Anyways, there's monsters attacking, though, so they run.
Yeah.
And they run away. We cut to the Rangers. They're morphed. They show up to fight Reginald. They do that. It's a fight. What do you want from me?
They see him, and they're like, wow, he looks different. Like, he's mutated or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he is.
He's a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. Xander put the ooze in him.
They put the ooze in him.
They
made him eat the ooze. He's all oozy inside. And then we cut back to Antonio, and I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to go blow my nose because I'm going to get mad about what I have to say next, and I want to be perfectly clear for it. Okay. So give me 1 second. All right, hopefully that didn't all come through.
It did.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, I was on Google with the iPhone, right? The original iPhone.
Sure.
And there was one of the people also ask things. It was like, what is the iPhone 1 worth today? And I clicked the arrow to open it.
And it's Google AI being like, it was worth, no, you could buy it for $400 when it came out.
On July 18th, 2023, a Generation 1 iPhone sold for $190,373. You can't do anything on that phone anymore.
No. Maybe that's what they're using it for, though, right?
No,
maybe it's worth that much because it can't interact with all the terrible stuff like, that there
is. This
is
the
now.
Last one that could hack the black box.
This is the last one that you could hack the vape on the black box with.
All right, let's get mad about this together because I'm also not going to be happy.
All right.
And I don't, and this is the part where I'm like, I don't understand what's happening.
So. Antonio has the black box in the center of a table, and they're at the north, south, east, and west points. There are the Power Rangers power deeks that are all in a row.
Yeah, it's very important. The gold power is apparently very directional based.
It is extraordinarily directional based. Well, he also, like, the lobster zord, the shrimp, whatever the hell his thing is, claw zord. The Clawzord has the north, south, west, and east modes, so, like, I guess it makes sense that he is a very cardinal boy. So he's, like, just pointing, he's not even typing anymore, he's just pointing his phone at the blue disc, and it's doing stuff, and then out pops...
Well, it takes it, because at first he fails. He's like, oh, man, damn it.
Oh, beans.
He looks at Ventura, and he goes, piss.
Oh, piss. Oh, bastard.
And then he's like zapping it. It doesn't work. It kicks back and he's like, ah. And he looks at Ventor and then he just like texts it again and it works.
And then out pops the blue little foldy, a ghost version of the blue foldy guy. And he says, the Dragon Zord's in the box. You can't call it that. We've got laws here. You can call it the Dragon Folding Zord. You can put a you can put an adjective between there, but the Dragon Zord is a specific guy that we all know. You can't just say the Dragon Zord, Antonio.
My question, that is not what made me mad. Although I definitely get what you're saying.
It's like last year was like, anyway, there's the White Tiger. No, that's a guy that we know. Like, that's a thing. That's like, and it's not like, oh, right, that was Danny from Wild Force. No, like, that's the guy. That's Tommy stuff.
They did it to Tommy again.
They did that. Why are they always trying to chomp Tommy's flavor?
But what I don't understand, is this the symbol power leaving the blue disc? Or is it a copy of it being dragged into the folder of Black Box?
I hope it's like when you drag a file over and it copies it into the folder and not transfers it into the folder, or else Kevin's going to have no juice when he spins that thing. It's just going to go around in a circle and do nothing.
Because I'm trying to remember, because I know they're going to do an attack later, and I know one of the big points is like, we don't have a lot of symbol power, so we have to use something kind of small.
Why don't they have symbol power? Is it just because they got their ass beat last time?
It's because Antonio has the Deeks.
But he didn't use the Deeks. In fact, he only got one in because he tries going for yellow and he's like, oh, I can't.
But the Deeks is where all the power's at.
But the power,
even though they can use it when they're not morphed or using the discs at all.
Symbol power, it should just be the power of the symbol.
Yeah. And you should have to practice it because the symbols are complicated.
But they had to make it a meter that they have to fill, that they could transfer to fill.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what's happening. He's trying to get the data into the box. He's zapping the disc.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And the fact that, like, symbol power is now a quantifiable, like, meter that they have.
That's the thing, too. It is, you have to put their symbol power into the black box.
Yeah, which is going to get rid of it.
But the symbol power is represented by the ghost of their folding sword?
I guess.
I don't know what's happening. And I'm,
this whole thing is stupid.
It is pissing me off.
And then so Yellow doesn't go. He's like, oh, I can't believe it. Wait, that's it. And Mentor looks at him like, oh, now you know how to get the box. He's like, no. I can use the cell satellites to piggyback on them so I can find Jaden's summarizer.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to use my summarizer to bounce off of the satellite and triangulate with Jaden's summarizer.
Summarizer.
And then that's how I'll find Jaden. And Mentor is like, I'm going to punch through your face if you talk about Jaden anymore.
I swear to God, you focus at the task. And he's like,
Jaden's dead and you're the new guy, okay?
He's like, I can't do the box. I can't finish the box right now, but I can go help Jaden.
No, the same thing that happened with the blue one happened with the yellow one. But instead of just trying again, which worked the first time, now I'm going to go get Jaden.
I'm going to go get my boyfriend instead, actually. And so he's like, go. And so he runs off to go get Jaden. Cut to Jaden and Decker. Decker goes, all right, you should be good. Let's fight. It's been 6 minutes.
You're 100%.
Not even.
The water is so pure.
It's the best, purest water. This you can only really find this in an Angel Grove car wash. Water this pure.
This is actually where they tap into. They go all the way to Panorama.
They got a big pipe feeding all the way to this river.
The aqueduct runs it down to Angel Grove.
Yeah. Weirdly, it only goes to the car wash.
Yeah, that's it.
No one knows how aqueducts work. We're not Romans, okay?
I watched a video about aqueducts the other day, and I still don't know exactly how they work. What a crazy thing humans did, like, centuries ago.
There is, like, a level of... First of all, I need to know why you were watching a video on aqueduct. It just happened.
I think it just came up, yeah.
That's the algo being like, hey, you want to hear about this? But the other thing... I'm, like, kind of into plumbing. And, like, aqueducts is plumbing. So I've looked into it a little bit. And it's basically magic. It might as well just be magic.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, the pressure from... Where somewhere, and then it pushes, and then it goes somewhere. It's like, oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, and they're like, they could only make arches so big before they're structurally unsound.
Right, where they fall apart.
That's why they're layered like that. Because that's the biggest arch they could make, and they just stacked them.
And they just made several up. Wild.
Insane. And then it's like under... It's like... And I don't think they teach you this in school, but it's like all the big... arches and stuff, that's not really like the aqueduct is like underground.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's bananas. Imagine if the in ancient Rome, instead of flavoring their water with lead, they didn't do that. Imagine where we'd be as a society
now. That picture where it's like society if like such and such stupid thing didn't happen, and it's like the Jetson future but on the ground and not in the sky.
Right
It would be like that.
It would be like that. It'd be nuts. So we'd have aqueducts everywhere. We'd all be like, wow, plumbing is so cool.
Yeah, the internet would be on big arches that run across mountains.
They would pour the internet into your house from the mountains. Mario would be a cable guy instead of a plumber. I was thinking about this the other day. Do you think you can make a game about a plumber? Do you think, like, if you're like, this game is about a plumber who does stuff, that, like...
Well, let me add, look, Mario is a plumber.
Yeah.
But is Super Mario Brothers a game about a plumber? It's a game starring a plumber, but is it about a plumber?
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, he is a plumber, and everyone knows Mario's a plumber, but we've never seen him plumb a single thing.
Yeah, he's a plumber because there's pipes in the game.
Because he goes into the pipes, which I don't think a lot of plumbers do that. Hello, Maggie. What's up? So, but if you were like, here's a game about a plumber, and part of the mechanics are that you plumb, like, do you think that Nintendo would let that fly? Or do you think they would be like, I don't know about that one, Chief?
Ooh. Well, there's one way to find out.
All right, I'm on.
Let's make a game about a plumber.
where you actually have to do plumbing.
Because, like, you can make an animated movie about a mouse.
Right.
And Disney can only get mad if he wears a very particular pair of shorts.
Specific shorts and shoes, yeah. So I downloaded GB Studio the other day, and it's all Greek to me, so I got to watch a bunch of tutorials.
Yeah, there's a ton of tutorials on YouTube, though.
Yeah. Ash sent me some because she also got it, and then she managed to figure out how to make the background move, and she made a little shrimp guy, and you can move the shrimp guy around. It looks cute as hell, and I was looking at it, and I was like, I think I'm actually really dumb, it turns out. I think maybe I'm way too stupid to look at this right now.
I think the question is not, can you make a game about a plumber who plumbs? I think that would be fine.
Right.
Can that plumber wear overalls? That's the question.
I would love for him to have overalls, but I think just for safety reasons, I would have him wear coveralls wrapped around.
Oh, yeah.
Like with the top half tied around.
Yeah,
it's the best look ever. So coming soon, plum boy.
Plumbario.
Plumbario.
And his brother Plumigi.
Original character, do not steal.
Yeah, if we don't go Plumbario, if you make the plumber a girl, Nintendo has no grounds.
That's true. I could be like, this is Maria.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Nintendo? Huh? How are you going to act? That's what I thought. And she has her coveralls tied around her waist, which is.
Yeah. Doesn't look a single thing like Mario.
No, she does have a baseball hat on.
Backwards.
But it's backwards.
Yeah, because that really complements the wasted coveralls.
Really looks. Yeah. Also, because it's business time. She's got work to do. She's here to fix pipes.
Yeah.
Okay. She's not going to jump in one and go step on turtles like an asshole. All right. She's going to fix your toilet. All right.
But now Jesus. We have to worry about the where's my water guys.
Oh, well.
That was some phone app that was big on the iPhone 1, probably. I think you just connect pipes to make the water go.
I feel so. There's the hacking mini game in BioShock 1 is basically like spin pipes to get liquid from one place to another, and I feel like we might not be able to do that kind of thing, but I'm sure we could figure it out. Anyway, coming soon, Super Maria, and it's pronounced Maria. That's also like how it's pronounced.
It's Maria.
It's Maria. Super Maria, the plumber.
Yeah.
And then legally, Nintendo's got nothing.
And all the platforming stages, there's none. But you do have to drive your plumbing van from job to job.
You got to drive to the job, and then you got to.
It's kind of like Paperboy meets Spy Hunter,
right? But then it does shift into a plumbing sort of situation because you do have
to.
Yeah,
well, when you get to the job, you got to plumb,
right? But before then, it is Paperboy Spy Hunter, yes, and you can drift.
Well, yeah, come on.
Because she's so cool. Look at her backwards hat. She's so cool.
She also has a dog that helps her plumb, too.
There is a dog that will bring her wrenches. And part of it's also got RPG elements because you can, like, up your wrench stat and your...
You can upgrade the dog.
You can upgrade your dog so it'll, like, get you the right wrenches more often instead of just bringing you...
His name is Old Dogs, and we upgrade him. We teach him new tricks.
You can teach you actually this one. You can teach Old Dogs the dog new tricks. TM. Anyway, he goes to find Jaden. Where the hell were? Oh no! Oh, that's right. Decker's like, you're fine. You're good now.
And then, so they square off in a silhouette in the cave mouth,
which looks really cool.
It does look really cool.
Also, the best part about it though is because like Jaden full silhouette. Decker, because he's on the other side and is a little shiny, a little, just the tiniest bit of rim light is coming over to the front. It looks so good. Love that blood face.
And then Antonio comes in and says, no, don't.
That's my boyfriend.
Yeah, he's still hurt. You're going to fight him when he's like this? You coward, you pathetic fool.
You loser. And then Decker's like, all right. You and your boyfriend can leave. So they leave. And then we just see Shammy off to the side. And she's like, Decker, I'm sorry for what I've done to you.
Well, see, now I'm wondering, did she make the deal?
I think what happened is she was... So he made the deal for her, and I think maybe she feels responsible for that.
That could be, yeah.
Or she made the deal and the tapestry was wrong.
Right.
Because it's been 1,000 years or however, or whatever. We cut to the Power Rangers fighting no Deeks, so they're just doing regular sword fight. And even there, now they're like, this isn't actually that bad. Yeah. Okay, I guess you didn't need drama.
Well, this is what you always do, though. Like,
right, this is normal stuff.
You
yeah.
haven't got to the point where you need the discs yet.
So then Jane and Antonio jump in and join to help. And Antonio does that fast attack, but it doesn't look good this time.
Yeah, there's also this thing Jaden keeps doing where the Red Ranger shows up and just stands there in complete silence.
I was like, did we get a different one? Did we?
And I know it's not Lauren because I know Lauren does have the skirt. I've seen the episode, right?
Right.
But like, I don't know. I'm just like, why are they doing this?
What are they doing? And then eventually he does talk when he's like, fire spinner. Antonio also gives him their deeks back. He's like, hey, I got these for you. Go nuts. And so they do a quadruple slash.
He didn't say like I was able to get all the symbol power in, right? That
no.
wasn't anything. Yeah. He's like, Blue, yours might not work anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about yours, Blue. Everyone else should be okay.
Everybody else is fine. Yellow, yours might be a little weak because I did zap it once.
Right. So could go either way. So then they start fighting, and then Jaden goes to take on Reginald, but he's like so strong that his fire smasher attack doesn't work. And they're like, we don't have enough power. We can't do anything super fancy. Because we have a lot of symbol power, so let's just do a quintuple slash. So they do a quintuple slash, and it kills him.
Well, it knocks him down.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, that was a psych, it doesn't kill him. He gets back up, and they're like, that's never happened before.
They're like, oh my God.
What do we do? And then Antonio's like, hey, try again. I have a golden move that will power up the attack and keep me safe, but just point it right at me first.
And they're all like, but you'll die. He's like, no, it'll be fine.
No, it'll be all right. And Jane's like, all right.
He's like, I have this idea. I've never been able to practice it because it's such a specific situation.
Right. You can't say really a practicing move.
I'm pretty sure that it'll work. If you just shoot your powerful attack at me, I think I can charge it up. I'm gonna like Pele kick it into him, and then he'll be like,
yeah, he basically like, so they do that, and he like basically spins and grabs it and turns it into the symbol for Mega Evolution from Pokemon for a second, and then fires that at the other guy, Reginald.
Yeah.
And then it hits him, and does he die?
I think so, because he's about to grow.
He does grow. I feel like they were like, oh, did that not work? And then there's a bunch of giant Moogies.
Well, yeah, the giant Moogies show up to scare off Bill and Spike.
So they're like, now that we've helped one lady, we can go do more stuff.
Which they didn't, but they're like, no. And I think Bulk is like, we're not going to get scared and run away this time.
And then
giant Moogies step out from a gap between buildings.
Yeah, they're like, let me just scooch right by you.
And they're like 20 stories tall.
Yeah, they're like, let's go help that old lady. And they turn around, and they're like, they're pointing to like where she was.
Yeah.
And they're like following their own pointer. It's very strange. They walk so weird when they are doing things. Like, it's, I don't know what the direction was. But so anyway, so then Rangers get in their Megazords. And Antonio also gets in his, and he's like, I'll take the Moogies, you take Reginald. And they're like, okay, you sure? He's like, yeah, this will be a piece of cake. And then like 300 more Moogies appear, and they're like, that's a lot. And he's like, that is kind of a lot.
And they're like flying?
They can fly, and then Jaden says, we must control the sky. They go into winger mode, and they do that. And then,
we must control the sky. I can't believe it.
And then they win. I wasn't paying attention. They win.
Everybody, they kill him. I don't even know what happened.
All the bad guys are dead. They won. We cut back to Jaden sitting in the yard, contemplating what Decker said, which we didn't mention, that when he's like, why me? Why are you trying to save me? Because Decker's like, you're twisted just like me.
Yeah, he's like, I have a secret and you have a secret. And that means we'll be such a cool duel.
This duel will whip ass, man. Just think about it. And then the secret is that you're twisted. And I was like, what? Was Jaden adopted? Is that what they're getting at?
I don't know how... I don't know how they're going to resolve this in
as
a way
Warren?
That is satisfying if it's just like your secret is that you have a sister who's cooler than you.
There's way cooler than you, but she didn't want either. There's I again, and as of this episode, I'm confident there are only two reasonable explanations for where Lauren is. Either A, she didn't want to be a Power Ranger, didn't want to be a samurai. She's at college getting a communications degree.
Yeah.
Or something. Right? Studying art history.
Some kind of science, probably. The
yeah,
Power
yeah.
Ranger seems to love to give them science degrees.
Right. She's getting her degree in science, parentheses, all of it.
Science, yes.
Yes. Complete. Or B, she's chained in the basement, forced to do the symbol that seals Xandru over and over and over and over and over again till it's perfect and has been for the last 15 or so years.
Right, and that's why we don't see Jaden practicing the symbol over and over again.
Because
that's Lauren's duty, and Jaden is temporarily the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
While she gets it right.
Because when you do the symbol, you die. So she's being trained to do the symbol and then die immediately. She's trained to sacrifice herself to give the symbol, and that's it.
That's why she's only in 5 episodes. Because she's dead.
Because she's chained in the basement, and then she's dead.
Also, I'm starting to think we're not going to get her until Super Samurai. We are running out of episodes
here.
There's
2 after this. There's not, and then there's like the weirdo bonus ones, but like those are about Christmas and Halloween. So
what if she's in the bonus ones?
What
just
if
like
she
hanging
is
out?
The party monster, and she's actually just like a party girl at college?
Yeah, that's why she's not the Power Ranger, because she wants to party.
She's like getting.
She's never going to be 20 again.
This is look. She's young. She's only young once. She lives in New Jersey now. Like, she can't be a samurai? Are you kidding me? New Jersey? So Jaden's contemplating about how Decker's like, you're twisted. You like South Park humor just like I do. And then the Rangers come up holding the absolute weakest pizza boxes I've ever seen in my life. They say we have pizza. If they would have said we've got 4 donuts from Market Basket each, I'd be much more apt to believe
they
you.
They are thick, stumpy pizza boxes.
Yeah, it's like, what pizza do you have? Let me see that za now. And
this
they don't
the
show
Panorama
you.
This is the Panorama local pizza chain where they make fat, small pizzas.
Fat, little chode pizzas.
No. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I didn't think Chode was going to get me that bad.
So they're like, hey, we got these pizzas and we're going to go talk strategy about how the Nylocks are stronger
now. They don't
now.
Got pizzas. They got Calchodes.
And Jane's like, no, I don't want your Calchone. I'm all set. And then Emily steps up as like, okay, your choice. And then turns around and leaves. And then he remembers him being like, you don't have to do bad stuff, Decker.
Yeah. He's like, you always have the choice to eat pizza or brood in the training yard.
Yeah. And he's like, my choice? Pizza it is. And then he goes to eat pizza. And then Antonio's like, it's good to have you back. And then Jaden says something so marbly that I could not parse even a second of it, I don't think. And then Antonio says, I do have my golden moments, and I have to trust that that makes sense.
I think he said something like, I'm only back because you saved me or something.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, when I wrote Antonio this last time, I guess I did a really bad job at it. And that because it said, autocorrect was like, I think you meant A space 2, T-O-O-O.
Yeah, you know that thing you type all the time.
I'm always saying 2 with that many O's. Maybe I am. Maybe when I say me too, if I mean it, I put an extra O on there. And it's like, oh, well, that clearly didn't want to spell Antonio, a thing you've written at least 7 times in this document. I got your back. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. Thank God.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you started.
Yeah. Oh, good. I can just piggyback over you this time.
Yeah. I guess I get to pick the first best. The best is that silhouette shot in the cave.
Just that shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best. What was it? Kevin standing up twice? It's like.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I don't have anything else. I can't just say Emily's hair again.
The hair was good.
Because it's the same hair. It's still good.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
If she was wearing a dress instead of a shirt that looked like a dress and jeans, it would be her outfit would be my best, but I'm going to give it to that one silhouette shot.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you because it's pretty cool.
Yeah. The worst is whatever the hell they're doing with this damn box.
This dumb thing. I don't. I hate it. It's just to make them super samurai, and I get that now, yeah. But like, I still don't understand what they are trying to tell me the mechanics of it are.
It's because it's Calvin Ball. It doesn't matter. Anytime they have, they're like, we have to put our symbol power in the box. How? Well, first you have to hack the box.
You have to do things to the box.
Yeah.
And the Red Ranger didn't do the right stuff, or he didn't do enough stuff.
He didn't finish doing stuff to the box, and now you have to, Antonio, since you hacked your phone. That's just like making a box, right?
Well, he's the best at technology.
Is a box technology?
Well,
is the vape inside the technology?
The box is, well, see, because he was able to hack samurai powers. And right. So that means he can use his phone to use samurai magic.
He put in a text to samurai translator.
Since he can text Zords, maybe he can text the box and tell it to eat the dragon. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
It's Calvin Ball.
Because he didn't text the box. He texted the disc and told the dragon to go in the box.
As Super Mario the Plumber would say, it makes no damn sense.
It doesn't. She's right.
She's right, and she should say it.
She's right, she should say it. That's what she says at the end of every level.
It's just like how at the end of every level of Secret Agent Crocodile, he says, mission accomplished. She says, it making no damn sense.
It making no damn sense. Because she's always pulling, like, really wacky stuff out of pipes.
And then her dog, Old Dogs, says, this is a dog.
It just gets the question mark thought bubble
just a
over
yeah,
his
above
head.
It. And she's like, you're right, Old Dogs. And then there's a spin-off game called Old Dogs New Tricks, which is like he learns to skateboard. It's like a skateboarding game, but for dogs.
Yeah, it's 720 for the NES.
Yeah, it rules.
But it's Old Dog.
Yeah, it's Old Dogs doing his cool new tricks.
Doing new tricks.
Yeah, like a 1080 or a rodeo is another snowboard.
Yeah. He's out there doing Christ Airs.
Can you do that on a snowboard? Can you detect
if you get your feet out?
How easy is it?
I don't know. In like a 1080, not a 1080 snowboarding, because that's a little more.
In SSX Tricky, you can do whatever you want.
In SSX Tricky, I'm pretty sure you can throw the board on the ground and then land on it.
Somebody's move is they spin it around their head in the air and then grab it and put it back on. So you can do anything. Also, because I've been watching a lot of skateboard videos, Instagram's like, hey, do you want to watch BMX videos? And I was like, I guess I'll watch a couple. And let me preface this by saying that if anyone doing these cool BMX tricks, it's the skill, the talent, the time taken. Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Every single one looks the same. I can't, nothing, unless you are throwing your bike in front of you and making it spin and grabbing it. Every single trick, I'm like, oh, wow, they moved their wheel a little bit. Cool. It's not as impressive as with a skateboard, unfortunately.
It's just not as cool. I'm sorry.
It's just not as cool, and that's not our fault. That's not your fault.
I did see one
as Dave
motocross. It was one motocross jump trick.
Yeah.
Where he went off the jump and he went into like a Superman.
Sure.
And then he walked his hands down to the seat and he let go.
Okay.
So he's like, he's mid Jeff Hardy, like Swanton bomb.
Right.
And he's like kind of upside down and he's doing that in time with the bike. And then he caught it and got back on it and landed it.
That's
the coolest
cool.
Not skateboarding thing I've ever seen.
Sure. Yeah. It's up there. Anyway, MVP is Emily. Is it Antonio?
I think it's Emily because she's like, take my deeks.
Take my deek. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's probably actually Antonio, but because like within the context of the episode. Right. The problem is that the context of the episode sucks.
It's
ass.
Stupid. Yeah, it's dumb, and I hate it. So
I'm gonna give it to Emily because I like Emily.
I also like Emily, and she was the first one to be like, "Take the deke."
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. Now we have to rank this.
It's funny because all the Kevin stuff
is nothing.
But I feel like they want it to be the good, like, power, like the good Red Ranger stuff where it's
right.
Like, we got to get back up and keep fighting. But Kevin is such a wiener.
He's a wiener. He's like he's like
that when he does it, it's just like, get back in bed, you loser.
Like he's dry oatmeal, the man. Like he's like, yeah. There's nothing to him. The last episode was called the Tengen Gate, and that apparently we put at number 3. I don't think this is going up there.
No, I don't remember that one. I don't know why it's up there. But when you look at the list of episodes, you're also kind of like, oh, no, I see. I probably get it.
Yeah.
This one, I feel like every time we're like, we have to rank the episode, I'm like, well, I'm starting at Fish Out of Water.
Sure.
Because I remember that one is just Kevin fishing.
That's 15 minutes of Kevin fishing bad.
Is this better or worse than Kevin fishing for a long time? And a random guy on the rocks helping him.
Oh, I would kill for a random guy to walk in and be like, you texted a box? You need some help?
Have you tried sending any emoticons? Because you don't have emojis on that old ass phone.
You don't have emojis on that thing, but you could do like a winky face. Huh? A little cat, little kitty cat meow smile? Maybe that'll help.
Eight enclosed parentheses and the sunglasses?
Yeah.
You know?
There we go.
Or a B. I guess a B is
you
can
do a B if you want
aviators.
Sunglasses. Yeah. You could do a little less than sign and then a smiley face. So he's like, hey.
He's scheming.
Yeah. I like that one. I think this is about the same as Fish Out of Water.
I think it's a little worse.
Test of the Leader was episode 7-11.
Yeah, I don't remember the episode. I remember our episode, and I didn't even listen to it, but I don't remember.
I don't remember anything.
All
that
I remember is us saying, like, the leader was not tested.
No. And then Jaden is not challenged, but that one was at least better, I guess, according to the list. I'll say this is better than Test of the Leader.
Yeah, I feel like that's right.
All right, coming in at number 12, Boxed In.
I wish this was about parking. And how difficult it is to park on a
city's main street.
I would
rather
watch
20 minutes
of
Antonio stuck in a car after parallel parking than
he's like,
this.
I'm just trying to get to Frank and get a hot dog, but I can't get out of this spot.
A moving truck parked on one side.
Oh, my God. And the bus is coming. Oh,
I can't. I'm not getting out of here.
I'm boxed in.
This is my day. I'm boxed in. Anyway, that's the end of that episode. That's it for Boxed In. Next episode is called Broken Dreams. And that, hey, wait a minute. So this episode aired on June 4th, and that episode aired on October 1st. So just a quick 5 months off, 4 months off.
Yeah. Well, okay. They wanted the kids to be like, don't the Power Rangers get to have a good time. They eat their pizza and they just enjoy life for a couple months.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Why are we doing that? Why are we taking such a big time off with the last two episodes? Presumably there would be another big time off. Between this and Super Samurai.
Maybe that comes out in February of the next year.
What happened? Did you forget to finish making it? You had to shoot two episodes
they just
real
forgot
quick?
They just forgot to air it. They had it done, and they just put it somewhere, and they're like, where do we put those last two episodes?
I don't know. Look, it's summertime, right? SpongeBob's taking over the airwaves.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're like, there's too much SpongeBob we have to get out
no
there
new
right
Power
now.
Rangers. We have to rerun SpongeBob.
Every single episode of SpongeBob in a row. Sorry.
It's the only way the kids are going to watch Nickelodeon in the summertime is if we
rerun
SpongeBob.
We used to be a proper country. You used to want to watch Nickelodeon all the time. Now it's like, do you want to watch SpongeBob or do you want to watch, if you're lucky, a movie that's like, it's either Despicable Me or Minions or the Monster Hotel. What's it called? Hotel Transylvania has been on there a couple times. Sonic was on once. So sometimes they got like good movies for kids. But other than that, it's just a lot of SpongeBob or Henry Danger.
Yeah. It's crazy. I remember like new episodes of Doug coming out.
I do you remember when brand spanking new Doug happened? That was like an event. And I remember watching it and being like, I don't think I like Doug that much anyway. Why am I seeking out new Doug?
Looking back at it now, like, I watched Doug so much.
All the time. I don't like Doug.
Doug's not, like, a very interesting show.
No, like, Doug, like, yeah, especially Doug himself. Doug himself is a little wiener. Like, that's, well,
the point of Doug himself is that he's a wiener.
Doug's a weenie, yeah.
Everyone in Doug is cooler than Doug, and that's the point.
I guess that's kind of the point. Yeah, but then I watched every episode, and I think about banging on a trash can.
Every day. Think big.
Every single day.
I'm always thinking big.
I think about Liver and Onions all the time.
Thank Phoebe for that.
Yeah.
That Liver and Onions episode. Why? Like, there's an episode about how Doug doesn't want to eat liver and onions, and that's a cartoon show for children, and we were invested in it.
And that's not like a half of an episode. Like, that's the whole, that's 20-something minutes of Doug being like, oh, I don't want to eat liver and onions.
He trains himself to eat liver and onions.
And then at the end, they're like, we're just getting hot dogs. Gotcha.
And there's one episode where he's trying to, like, I don't get buff. He's trying to, like, work out and get strong for Patty, probably.
Sure, so he can impress Patty.
And Mr. Dink has some crazy, like, exercise machine, and Doug goes in it, and he's like Brian Regan in the scaffolding.
He's in the scaffolding.
And then, like, he goes out, and he's so weak from the weird workout that he can't lift up the newspaper. And that's, I remember that, like, very vividly.
Oh.
And that's Doug.
We're not watching Doug next time. We're watching.
Hey Arnold is a cooler, better Doug.
Oh, hey. I love Hey Arnold.
Yeah, Hey Arnold kicks ass. And hey, I feel Arnold like rules. It's kind of like, what if Doug was like a little more outlandish and fun?
Yeah. What if Patty Mayonnaise wanted to punch Doug but also loved him?
Yeah. Too? And Doug was actually cool.
Yeah.
And had a remote controlled bedroom.
Oh, God, I wish. The dream. The dream. Anyway, we'll see you next time for whatever the hell it is that I said. The next one was called. But until then, may the power protect you.
Let me know if you need to pause for lozenge or something.
I took Mucinex like an hour ago, and I'm hoping it like fully kicks in. But the problem is that this is a mucus-based cough. So if it loosens up the mucus, all it'll feel like is that I have a loogie for a while. And then you'll have to pause for loogie more than anything.
Ew.
Which I had to do when I was recording Binary Break on Saturday. And oh boy, was there a yucky one. There was a... It was like a 80s movie loogie. It was,
oh man.
It was like the Ninja Turtles coughed up. It was nasty.